Chapter 23. Moderna's Amazing Prescience. In 2017, a new BSL-4 lab was opened for business at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The lab was conceived in 2003 during the SARS-CoV-1 outbreak and constructed by the French biotech company bioMérieux SA, pursuant to a cooperative agreement between France and China. The CEO of bioMérieux during the years 2007 to 2011 was a man named Stéphane Boncel, who headed the company during the planning phase of the new lab and the training of its Chinese staff at bioMérieux's facilities in Lyon. In 2011, it seemed like an extraordinary, perhaps even quixotic, decision for Boncel to leave his plum position at bioMérieux to become the CEO of a small Cambridge, Massachusetts startup, Moderna. At the time, the company had one employee and was exclusively focused on developing mRNA therapeutics. When I resigned from my last company, bioMérieux, to start on this journey at Moderna, I told my wife there was only a 5% chance it would work out, Boncel stated in a December 2020 interview. 2 years after its founding, Moderna, short for Modified RNA, drew interest from DARPA, which awarded it a $25 million grant to develop messenger RNA, mRNA, therapeutics. In 2016, Moderna began collaborating with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, to develop mRNA vaccines against the SARS and MERS coronaviruses. Here it is worth contemplating the possibility that creating an mRNA vaccine may be the most ambitious endeavor ever undertaken. An endeavor that reminds us of the myth of Prometheus, who stole fire from the gods to give it to man. Audiences of this program are encouraged to listen carefully and try to understand the National Human Genome Research Institute's description of messenger RNA. Messenger RNA, abbreviated mRNA, is a type of single-stranded RNA involved in protein synthesis. mRNA is made from a DNA template during the process of transcription. The role of mRNA is to carry protein information from the DNA in a cell's nucleus to the cell's cytoplasm, watery interior, where the protein-making machinery reads the mRNA sequence and translates each 3-base codon into its corresponding amino acid in a growing protein chain. Messenger RNA, or mRNA. So, mRNA really is a form of nucleic acid, which helps the human genome, which is coded in DNA, to be read by the cellular machinery. So this is really a fundamental link between what we think of as being the code of life and the actual cell being able to construct a living organism. And in that sense, although DNA gets discussed a lot more than RNA, mRNA is a really crucial piece of the fundamental way in which the living organism is created. What Moderna and its NIAID partner aspired to do was to create the messenger RNA sequence of a protein of a pathogenic coronavirus and to inject it into the protein-making machinery of cells in the human deltoid muscle, instructing this machinery to make this foreign protein. In other words, creating an mRNA vaccine may be characterized as the aspiration to program the code of life to construct a living organism. In this respect, the creators of mRNA vaccines remind us of Eldon Tyrell, the fictional founder and head of the Tyrell Corporation in the 1982 film Blade Runner. Tyrell is the godlike genius who used genetic code to create androids that are indistinguishable in appearance from humans. A theoretical advantage of messenger RNA to produce viral proteins was that it could eliminate the so-called vaccine gap that had plagued earlier influenza vaccine developers. That is, the time between a new pandemic strain emerging and the mass production of vaccine by growing the new strain in embryonated chicken eggs. However, note that using mRNA to instruct human cells to produce a viral protein is different from a wild virus that invades a host cell and parasitically uses it to replicate. This action triggers the human immune system to respond with an array of complex biochemical processes, not merely antibody production, to neutralize the invader. While creating an mRNA vaccine against a coronavirus seems like a godlike enterprise, an obvious shortcoming is that it would result in the production of only one viral protein, antigen, for the human immune system to recognize. This could impair the immune system's ability to recognize and respond to subsequent variants of the wild pathogen. Thomas Francis Jr. perceived this to be a kind of imprinting of the first antigen on the immune system, and he, whose father was a Presbyterian minister, called it original antigenic sin. Closely related is the phenomenon of antibody-dependent enhancement, in which vaccine-induced antibody immune responses could result in enhanced SARS-CoV-2 acquisition or increased disease severity. The developers of Moderna's mRNA vaccine certainly understood this risk, as did Anthony Fauci, so it's hard to understand why they apparently ignored it. At any rate, we suspect that Fauci understood all along that frequent boosters would need to be part of the product package. On February 4, 2016, Stéphane Boncel patented a 12-nucleotide genetic sequence that could, apparently, have value for an mRNA therapeutic application. 6 years later, this sequence was found to perfectly match the 12-nucleotide sequence encoding the furin cleavage site in the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. As previously noted, the furin cleavage site is the key feature of SARS-CoV-2 that made it infectious to humans. The authors of the paper in which this finding was published stated, "Conventional biostatistical analysis indicates that the probability of this sequence randomly being present in a 30,000-nucleotide viral genome is 3.21 times 10 to the negative 11th power. That is, 1 in 321 billion. Another organization that was, in 2016, positioning itself to invest in coronavirus vaccines was CEPI, Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, founded principally by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the World Economic Forum. On November 16, 2016, CEPI published its Preliminary Business Plan, a prospectus that it sent out to donors and participants. Its executive summary set forth the challenge and the opportunity. The challenge. As the recent SARS, MERS, Ebola, and Zika outbreaks demonstrate, new diseases can emerge quickly and unexpectedly. To ensure robust and effective private sector participation in future outbreaks, industry will require a reliable risk-reward sharing system, a prioritization system for EIDs, and a clear development pathway for emergency use vaccines. The opportunity. CEPI will rationalize and accelerate research and development responses to new outbreaks by coordinating resources of industry, governments, philanthropic organizations, and NGOs, prioritizing development goals and facilitating the advanced development of vaccines for EIDs. The preliminary business plan is dedicated entirely to vaccine development. Not once does the 60-page document mention treating emerging infectious diseases. Treatment simply wasn't in the business plan. Another curious feature of the development timeline for Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine was a material transfer agreement from NIAID/Moderna provider to Ralph Baric, research recipient. The agreement specifies the transfer of mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates developed and jointly owned by NIAID and Moderna to Dr. Baric to perform challenge studies with the mRNA vaccine. The agreement is signed by Ralph Baric on December 12, 2019. 19 days before the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission announced the first cases of pneumonia that were subsequently identified as COVID-19. Why did NIAID and Moderna believe that Dr. Baric was equipped to challenge their mRNA coronavirus vaccine candidates that they were ready to deliver to him 24 days before the genome of SARS-CoV-2 was published on January 5, 2020. The timing of this agreement raises the suspicion that Dr. Baric already possessed samples of SARS-CoV-2 in his lab. On March 16, 2020, just 5 days after the WHO declared SARS-CoV-2 to be the causative agent of the COVID-19 pandemic, NIAID issued a press release stating that it had commenced human trials of its mRNA-1273 vaccine developed by NIAID scientists and their collaborators at Moderna. CEPI supported the manufacturing of the vaccine candidate for the Phase 1 clinical trial. 8 months later, on December 17th, Moderna was granted emergency use authorization for its mRNA vaccine. This vaccine, along with Pfizer-BioNTech's mRNA vaccine, were presented by the U.S. government and mainstream media as the only solution to the COVID-19 pandemic. All other approaches to dealing with the illness, including early home treatment, were ruthlessly suppressed. In April 2020, with Moderna stock jumping on the news of its vaccine trial, Stéphane Bancel became a billionaire.